welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Lift up your two hands to Jesus tonight. And pray and ask Him to
talk to you tonight.
Just ask Him.
Oh Jesus, we thank you. Just ask Him. Say, Lord Jesus, speak to me. Minister to me. Heal. Give me a breakthrough. Change me. Cancel me. Just thank Him and worship Him. Ancient of days, a soul that you are, a soul that you are, you remain the same. Ancient of days, a soul that you are, a soul that you are. You remain the same.
Ancient of days.
Ancient of days. A soul that you are. A soul that you are. You remain the same. Ancient of days. A soul that you are. A soul. You remain the same.
Ancient of days.
Ancient of days. A soul that you are. A soul that you are. You remain the same. Ancient of days. A soul.
Jesus, we thank you so much for tonight. We thank you for your presence. Have mercy on me tonight and use me. I pray today, let your people see you, your manifest glory. Let your glory be manifested. For the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Tonight, the Word become flesh and dwell amongst us.
Amen.
Touch somebody.
Amen.
Heal somebody.
Amen.
Rebuke somebody.
Amen.
Guide somebody.
Amen.
Convert somebody.
Amen.
Give somebody a miracle.
Amen.
Give somebody a breakthrough.
Amen.
Heal somebody.
Amen.
Bless somebody.
Yes, Lord
Jesus. Jesus, you are welcome.
Amen.
Let your name be manifested, O Lord. I rebuke every work of the enemy. Bind every satanic power. Crucify this flesh and live in me and through me. Make my soul like the soul of a winged child. May I not exercise myself in great matters or things too high for me. Have mercy on me and use me. I pray for the release of spiritual gifts. Grant us faith to enter the spirit realm. Discernment to fellowship with angelic hosts. Oh Lord Jesus, we welcome your spirit. Spirit of God, you are welcome. And every spiritual understanding. Oh, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together. You may be seated.
Amen.
Shake somebody, say, Jesus is alive.
I am fully convinced
that Jesus is alive.
Why? Number one,
by scripture.
In
Revelations 1:18, he said,
I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
So he said, I am alive. So tonight, a ghost has come here. Look at someone say, hey, somebody in Abba. And in time they refer the Holy Ghost.
That is why we refer to him as the Holy Ghost.
Osamai.
The ghost.
Somebody said, Osamai bin Laden.
When you Osamai bin Laden.
When you Osamai Holy Ghost.
This is the Holy Ghost.
The ghost is here.
Samai Naba.
You know, in Mark chapter 16, verse 19, the Bible says about Jesus. When he has spoken these words unto them, he was received up into heaven. And he sat on the right hand of God. So we are told that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God. But you know, a spirit can be in many places at the same time. Many times people tell me they have dreamt and they've seen me. Even people I don't know. They said they dream, they see me praying for them, and they have miracles. I have even Chinese people. They always send me emails. They said, we saw you in our bedroom today.
China,
because a spirit can be in many places at the same time. So Jesus was sitting at the right hand of God, but he was also on earth with the disciples. So if you continue, verse 20 says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. That same Lord that was seated at the right hand of God
and he said,
was on earth working with the disciples. Today I have a big announcement. He is here tonight to work with me. And
he
says, and confirming the word
with
signs following. Everybody will live here with a miracle. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Somebody is living here with a wife. Somebody is living with a husband. Did that person come to church? Can I hear the person say amen?
Amen.
Within 3 months,
now I worry. Once upon a time, there was a woman who was
with that beloved.
I pray
with that
her.
Beloved. 3 months after the laying on of hands,
married.
Your friend, easy marriage.
This is easy marriage.
Anaji, obibe warisa.
This evening, somebody's going to marry like that.
Oh yeah, I believe God. Last 2 weeks, I've been told me obehume or say, oware ye no, nebe manewu. Sana bemane wants a son or worry.
2 weeks ago, a certain gentleman came to see me that after his marriage, he had become
sterile. After the engagement, after the marriage, the guy came to see me with a wife. That's about 2 weeks ago.
Or worry, you're not in here, baby. Home, you
what is that for? Doom son, I ain't easy, Jinkwao. Me beman also doom son, I can. Let me say, and there, you may see generator.
So I told her today there will be a TV who plant a generator.
I said tonight,
because you pray,
we are going to erect a 400 kVA generator.
Yeah,
every hour, I use one drum.
Now, what you about?
I didn't hear who.
One drum.
laid hands on the guy.
Oh, just a few weeks ago.
I laid hands on the guy. The following day, the guy came to report.
Oh, this is awful. I'm wasting nuclear power. Nuclear power.
And
your
generator.
Nuclear.
That's why I said, everybody will live here with a testimony.
Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
If you are broke, you are the right place.
Today I was reading, when I was coming, Bishop Patrick, I was reading the testimony somebody sent to me.
The guy was living in the village.
And he wanted to be transferred to Accra.
No, but see, a transfer no come crying.
So he came to see me for prayer. He's a prophet. Pray for me.
I want to
move from Accra to a village. From the village to Accra.
So
I prayed for the guy. It wasn't long. The guy came to see me again.
He said,
you wouldn't believe what happened.
He said,
after your prayer,
rather,
I have got a green card to go to America. I said, I have been transferred to America.
You are transferred to America.
Let me say, my father never washed too much. I can't see a crab. I'm a hair, not a Chicago. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. I said, God is good. Oh, just this evening, I was reading that
video.
Just this evening.
And you
I said, wow.
Wow.
God is powerful.
To me.
Anyway, tonight I'm happy to be here. And I want to salute Reverend Amo. Come on, put your hands together for Reverend Amo, our pastor here.
Reverend Amo, our
good man of God. Anointed.
And
I believe that as you keep on coming to church,
and
as he preaches to you, you know, if you want to succeed in life, the main thing you need is the quality of your decisions. And many insignificant decisions, if they are not taken well, they come together to form a big mistake. So the this dawn, when I woke up, God spoke to me. He said, if you want to do well in life, it's all based on one thing. The quality of your decisions. Small decisions, big decisions, they come up together to form a very big decision. So because of that, the quality of your decisions are also determined by the quality of information that is available to you. If you have poor information, you come up with poor decisions. That's what the Bible says in Psalm 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel. So it says that blessing is dependent on the quality of information that is available to you. And that information, it comes from people's mouths. So it says, the counsel of the ungodly. So he says, the company you keep, the people you expose yourself to, they are the main determinants of the quality of information that is available to you. That is why every Sunday you must come to church. Because sometimes where you live, everybody, when they get to Sunday morning, they drink pito. Nobody has any good advice to give to you. But when you come to the house of God, information is available. So it says that blessing is a product of quality decisions. And quality decisions is determined by quality information. That's why verse 3 says, by his delight is in the law
of the law.
Which is the
information.
It's
coming from the word of God.
That's
why every Sunday you must come and listen to your
pastor.
Feeding you with information. And before long, you shall be like a tree. Planted by the rivers of waters that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Put your hands together for
him.
Reverend, God bless you. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Let's thank God for our pastors.
Let me tell you something, you are a pastor. You know, in life, whatever you sow, you will reap. In Galatians 6:7, the Bible says, be not deceived.
God is not more.
Whatsoever a man sows. So if you are a pastor, you are doing the work of God. Remember that you will reap. The problem is that we always think we will reap where we have sown. But the fact that you have sown here does not mean you will reap here. You can sow here and go and reap in Konongo. You can reap in a totally different place. So I want to encourage all the pastors, keep on doing the work of God. Come on, let's put our hands together for the pastors. Let's appreciate them. Tonight, I have a message for you. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19 is my scripture tonight. It says, on Good Friday, I was sitting in a plane moving from Kumasi to Accra to go and preach in my church. I came to preach at Graceville Chapel.
Good Friday, not so
far. And when I sat on the plane, the Holy Ghost quoted this scripture to me.
1 Corinthians 15 verse 19,
and it says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most miserable. Then the Holy Ghost said to me, when you go to church this afternoon, I want you to preach on that scripture. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we have all men the most miserable. So the plane started taking off. And I was watching the wing. And I was thinking that it's amazing that the thing that makes a plane fly is the wing. And as I was thinking, and I said, without the wing, a plane is a bus.
It's the
wing that turns it into a plane.
And that makes it fly.
Then the Holy Ghost spoke to me again and said, the wings of life
is hope.
And he said, the thing that makes you fly in life
is hope.
And he said, hope makes you overcome problems, obstacles, trouble, enemies, bad news, bad medical reports, anything. He said to me, hope. So he said, the wings of a plane, it makes the plane defy gravity. It defies the law. It defies the wind that is acting on it. It defies everything that wants to pull the plane down. It said the wing makes it fly.
And
God said to me, if you have hope,
you will fly above your problems. Can I hear your amen?
Then, after the service, I preached that sermon and I went home. Then when I went home in the night, I started praying. And as I was praying, I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, just show me something. Tell me something about this thing that you were telling me on the plane. The next thing I realized,
I was in heaven.
I drew heaven.
And I could see the place like I can see you.
Na mi timi hu bia no te se de mi hu ya.
Tonight, for a few minutes, I'll be preaching on the subject. I went to heaven.
And then you may
say, "Jesus, I went to heaven."
Me call heaven.
Push somebody say, "I went to heaven."
You'll be like, "I said me call heaven."
I didn't go to Kwada, so I went to heaven.
My uncle Kwada, so me call heaven.
I didn't go to Fantin New Town.
I went to heaven.
My uncle Fantin New Town, me call heaven.
So tonight, I am just going to tell you what I saw there.
Maybe can hear me who or heaven natural.
And then we shall close.
Nothing upon.
I went to heaven.
Me from heaven. Me call heaven.
There is a hope that every Christian has.
And it has to be a Christian.
The hope is that one day.
And that's when he said that could be.
We will go to heaven.
You better call heaven.
It won't be long. We will be leaving here. It won't be long. Oh, it won't be long. We'll be going home.
You know, when you don't see heaven,
se unhu heaven,
life won't have meaning for you.
Abrabo esu ni asichire bia ma.
You will sit down and say,
"Ewi asa e wo mi di enyan se bi enimo."
Obetun asa and you say there is nothing. You just die. It doesn't make sense.
It's because you don't see heaven.
Ni na ni se unhu heaven intra.
That is why Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
Anything that Solomon can say,
because at that time he had backslided. He couldn't see heaven. Everything that he could see were things under the sun.
And he said,
So when you don't have heaven in perspective,
and it's a who need heaven,
you can be there. You say, "No, this world doesn't make sense."
But we say we,
but if you know that there is life after death,
then you say, "Then can be what?" And then it is what.
So in Colossians chapter 1 verse 26, Paul said,
"In Colossians, woman, Paul can say,
even the mystery."
I
hope you are showing the scriptures. Yes.
Which has been hid from ages and generations.
Any I want to add to our sons.
Ages means a long period of time.
You can't start, no,
generations means there's successive people who have lived in that long period of time.
But it's now made manifest.
To his
end.
So he said, the word mystery means something that is difficult to understand.
She said, "Ehinta se mi adede unti mi for waje nti asie."
I said, "Yeah, what's in a math classroom? What to mean? Who math be? Only alphabet: A plus B, divide the S, F." But answer na e two.
Now
sometimes the alphabet it mean your two answer.
You see A plus B, and they say the answer is two, and you imagine how can the answer come?
Difficult to understand.
Eh, dinso beti asie.
So he said, there is some mystery, something that Elijah didn't know.
And Paul can say,
Elijah didn't know.
Not Elijah, Elijah.
Moses didn't know.
Moses,
I said, but it is now made manifest.
To his
name.
So he said,
now what you for the word?
But he said, that thing that Isaiah didn't know. That
Jeremiah
didn't know.
We thank God. You and I, we have been born at the right time. Today we know it.
I always
tell my children, I say, you have been born at the right time.
TV, your son is 5 o'clock.
When I was a child, you always
switch on the TV at 5. You're
black and white.
At 10 o'clock, it is gone.
And one, no.
That's all.
Finish. May I call up as a senior? Twice a year.
In those days, if you want to watch the film,
26 December. No, Easter Monday.
26 December and Easter Monday.
Cinema hall. No, akoshe. Opera Square. Now say if I and one. No.
You go to one of the cinema halls, watch, and that's all.
But now people have films on their phone.
And then
everywhere watching. I said,
you people, you have been born at a good time. So Isaiah was not born at a good time. Moses was not born at a good time. You have been born spiritually at a good time.
What is that?
And then I'm making.
Verse 27, he said, this is the mystery.
Christ
in you.
Or see, yes, what you, Muno.
The hope of glory. Come and put your hands together for Jesus.
The Holy Ghost inside you is the visa and ticket that takes you to that glorious place called heaven.
See, once I have
Christ,
so long as we have Christ in us,
we
have that the time is coming that we go to heaven.
The hope of glory. And that word glory, it means beauty.
So tonight I'll tell you four things that I saw in heaven.
So
beautiful things that I saw in
heaven.
Number one, I saw mansions. That's one of the mansions.
When I went to heaven, I was being escorted by an angel. Then the angel said to me, there is a church member of yours. He has a mansion. I want you to come and see it. And when we went, I saw one of the teachers in the Sunday school. That was her mansion.
It means the Sunday school ministry is the best ministry.
So I suppose that the Sunday school ministry is the best ministry.
So then that's my what you call it? My member, the Sunday school teacher, said to me, prophet, come and look at the floors of my house.
Prophet, but share me fear no form.
So I went.
And he said to me, the floor is made out of black gold.
Gold,
gold, black gold.
Gold. I haven't seen some before.
Then the angel said, in heaven, gold is in many colors.
We have red gold, we have blue gold, we have orange gold, we have yellow gold, and we have black gold. But this woman's house, the floor is black gold. The floor was shining. I said, wait. But I from my total, it's a honey a black gold. Now inside here, a yellow gold.
It was like tiles in the room. Now a tijapa.
They were building the house.
Now after no musi da ino.
Then I remembered the words of Jesus in John chapter 14, verse 1. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid." Verse 2, he said, in my father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you.
In my father's house are many mansions. Otherwise, I would have told you.
Why?
Because I'm out for to me boleta. Just I'm out for boleta.
Because people can tell lies.
But Jesus said, what I am telling you is true.
Jesus,
if it were not so, I would have told you.
Because sometimes you can see a brother going to visit a girl, he's holding a Samsung tab, Galaxy tab, making calls. It's not for him, it's for his friend.
Jesus said, I'm not like that.
People can tell us.
You don't have a car.
Obi car would be.
Also, was his son a mentor?
I
mean, he's been there.
Somebody can say, "Oh, I just bought."
What down for car?
Your friend's car.
But Jesus said, "Me, I don't tell her."
Yes, you can say me the
He said, "This mansion I'm talking about."
Was it sad? Then I make him ask me, "No credit."
What on Facebook?
You've gone on a face.
When your baby casts out America, now we're sending the pictures.
Somebody in America and sending
we could not dine you or in Saya, so a dine can see and we didn't even know why you say now we'll check photo.
You guys
say, me dine you, oh, boletta.
Jesus said,
me,
I don't tell her.
Jesus said, me, dear.
Come put the hands together for Jesus.
Ah.
Unye juma.
You are holding a complimentary card.
You are not holding a complimentary card. Submarine repairs.
Meanwhile, Ghana, we don't have even a submarine. But you are repairing submarine.
Tell
your neighbor, we'll ball letter. Come and put your hands together for Jesus. But Jesus said, not me.
He said, me.
If I say you have a mansion,
I
remember the first time I rented a house here in Kumasi.
My
landlord, he looked at me. He was called
Bediako.
And he said, I should leave the advance money for him and come for the key the following day. And I said to him, no. Give me the key. And I'll give you the money. Then he said, no, I shouldn't worry. The key is not here. I should leave the money. I said, no.
I said to him,
then wait. Tomorrow when I come, I will give you the money and you give me the key. He looked at me. Then he said, young boy,
if I say you have a house, you have a house.
So Jesus looked at Simon Peter and said, Simon Peter, me Jesus, me see when you're dying. Can't put the hands together for Jesus. Mansions. I have seen that mansion.
Man, who's that dying?
And you know something about that mansion?
No, me before that dying.
You know, my little daughter has a toy house.
Me back to our toy
dining
size.
So one day I told her that, listen, this toy house is occupying space in the house. Let's just throw it away.
And she said no.
When my friends Judy and Joella come, they'll come and play with me in the toy house.
So she had
about three different toy houses.
And
do you know something? All those toy houses are in my house. So Jesus said, all the mansions that we are talking about, they are in my Father's house. They are not on the plot, they are in his house.
Any plot, be so major fear.
Then I realized that the biggest mansions on earth, they are toys in God's house. Come put your hands together for Jesus. And he said, and if I go and prepare a place for you,
okay,
I will come again and receive you. That where I am, there you may be also. But
Thomas,
that guy Thomas, the most carnal Christian of all the disciples. Except I see in his hand. Or see Gani.
He said, I have to see it before I
so believe. Thomas said,
oh, this guy is lying.
It was because of Thomas that Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you.
Thomas in Jesus Christ said, this is a
and Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where that girl goes.
Thomas,
how can we even know the way?
It's better than the near AC.
Then Jesus said in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. No man can come to this mansion but by me. And today, I am telling you that 2 days ago, I went through the way Jesus and I saw a mansion. Come and put your hands together for Jesus.
Yes, you can't say first thing I saw. So on this earth, if it doesn't work out well,
there is a mansion waiting for you. One room, nipa four.
There
is a mansion waiting for you.
A dime was through a chain.
One room, nipa seven. Who pass out bump by your car? Abaga is there. Your phone. When you say yeah, that.
Seven people in a room. You can't even pray.
Who call Kajetia? Traffic. Who bow them so? Traffic.
Traffic in Kajetia. Traffic in your bedroom.
But I tell you, a time is coming.
And so, and
I see you in your mansion. I said, I see you in your mansion. The hope of glory.
And one
of the beautiful things that we will see is that everybody will have his word.
And it will be a binyan if you can see it was true.
Wow.
Wow.
The second thing I saw,
I did touch me, you know, I mean,
all the people do about 30 something years old.
Any part of me, no, me, need the benefit of your son, any kakra.
I did not see an old man.
Me, who are kakra or ho.
That was the surprising thing.
And only idea now,
to me, they look like around maybe 28 to about 33, 34, 35. Everybody was young. Healthy. And you know what? There was something like light coming from their body. I said, "Ya so kania, ewo nemo."
Bibi ti se kania efi omu ni pedu omu ba.
They were all moving around.
Omu ina ni namho.
Like light.
Omu na ho ti se kania bi enamho baby.
Why?
Why?
Because the life of God produces a light. In him was life. And the life was the light. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world.
I saw this light.
And I realized that the people, their bodies look different. They all seem to be in about that. 30s or early late
20s.
You know, when my father died 2 years ago, out of all my siblings, two of us have seen him in a dream. Myself,
me,
and my twin brother.
And
I've not heard anybody say he has seen him. Myself. And my twin brother. You know, and you know one thing that happened to me before my father died.
God
spoke to me and said to me that your father would die soon. And he said, because he would die soon, you have to serve him. And he said, if you serve him and honor him when he is dying, he will not leave you only a physical inheritance. He will leave you a spiritual inheritance. That's why I say, honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with you. You see, when people are dying, they leave a spiritual inheritance. Moses left something for Joshua. Elijah left something for Elijah. Jesus left something for the disciples. So people don't just give physical inheritance, they also give a spiritual inheritance. Oh, I served my dad. I served it
because I saw something. I knew that something was going to happen.
And I remember before he died,
I
had a vision. He had come from heaven.
Not with free heaven, Abba.
And he had this kind of body that I was talking about.
There
was light in his body.
Then
he was going to give an inheritance to his children. He gave some people houses. He gave some people cars. He gave some people money. Then he read my turn. He gave me a small scrap of paper. Small like this. And he said to me, this is your inheritance. I was very sad. People are receiving houses.
Cars.
Money. Is this my inheritance?
Paper.
And he said to me,
no, catch me say,
read what is on the paper.
Can you open paper?
There were only four words on the paper.
Not in some and nine pen was
the rest of God. That was what. Then I said to him, are you a pastor?
that you are sharing verses. That's what I
asked.
Then I ask him, you yourself, do you understand even what you have written?
Then
he said to me, look under that paper. I said, you will see a very small print. What do you see?
Okay,
then
I
saw Hebrews chapter 4, verse
10.
As soon as he said that, he vanished. But you know, he had this body that I'm talking about. And it said, so I took my Bible and I checked. And he that has entered into his rest has ceased from his own works, even as God did from his. Then the Holy Ghost said to me, he said, you, no more sweat. Anything that you do, God will do it for you. You will just be resting. Can we put the hands together for Jesus? That was when I started smiling. He said, he who has entered into his rest has ceased from his own way. Which means you don't do anything. It's God who does everything for you. You there, you are just resting. But he had this body. My twin brother also flew all the way from America. He came to live with him for 2 weeks. He will send him. He will do everything. Going up and down. Then my dream brother also told me that when my father died, one night he had a dream. In the dream, somebody came to visit him. He said the person was about 29 years old. His body was shining. He said the person sat with him. They had lunch. They spoke. They interacted. And he was thinking that this person, I think I know him from somewhere. But he didn't know where he knew the person from. But they were talking as if they were best friends. So he said, after the person said, come, let's go to your boss.
I'll tell your boss something.
He walked to his boss' office.
And my twin brother is a lawyer in America.
So he said, they went to his boss' office. And my father told his boss, the American white guy, he said to him,
I said, my father, the young man,
he said to him, this is my son. I want you to look after him very well and promote him. And he said, his boss said, I have heard. He said, then the young man was about 29 years old. He just shook his hand. And he said, now I'm going. He said, when he shook his hand, then he realized it was my father in his 20s. That was when he recognized him. He said he was in his 20s. He said, as soon as he said that, he vanished. He said, a few weeks after, his boss called him. And his boss said, you! I have promoted you to one of the highest positions. And he said, his boss said to him, I want you to go for a meeting in France. And he said, that meeting, they gave him a private jet. He alone was on board. Flying to France for the meeting. May you be on a private jet. One of these days. What for trotro, what bread? May you take KLM one of these days. May you be on Air France one of these days. My father's in my bread. And you know what? All the people that I saw, they were very young. So I asked the angel, you know, this angel was taking me around on the tour. So I asked him, why do all these people have this type of body that there is some light inside? Then he got there. 1 Corinthians 15:39. It says,
All flesh
is not the same flesh.
There
is one kind of flesh of man. Another of beast. Another of fishes. Another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial. A celestial body is a body that is in heaven. And a terrestrial body is a body that is on the earth. The glory of the celestial is one. The glory of the terrestrial is another. Next verse he said, there is one glory of the sun. Another of the moon. Another of the stars. One star differs from another. Then verse 42 he said, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is so. You see, so I realized that the people in heaven, their body undergoes four changes.
43
says, it is sown in corruption. The word corruption, it means subject to decay. What the mango to was this year, after 2 days, a bit prom.
If you put down a mango after some days, it will decay.
And human flesh is like that.
Nipedria sanet here. That is why as you grow, the body begins to decay.
Your heart! No, it doesn't work well.
Your
eye!
Now
it doesn't work well. Sometimes even you're walking.
No, it wasn't working
well. But I didn't see anybody like that. But you know, I thank God. Sometimes God gives us a taste of things in heaven. That is why healing is real. Recently, a man came to see me. He and his wife. They have been married for 12 years. They didn't even come and see me for children. Headache or something. When we finished talking, they were old. I asked them, God told me, pray for them to have a child. So I asked them, do you have a child? They said, no.
I said to them,
God is going to give you a child. Within about 2 months, the wife became pregnant. She gave birth to twins. Came to dedicate them a few months ago in the church. So even a body that is not working well on earth, sometimes God can repair the body. And in this life, don't make sickness your friend. You can make sickness your friend.
The sickness that Jesus took, you still are claiming it.
You can be wearing glasses and be comfortable with it. You don't even pray once that God should heal your eyes. When I'm down, I say, me pay designer glasses, Gucci.
When you are moving in town, you are asking for designer glasses.
Me pay designer, Gucci. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Tell somebody, Aluta continua. So the Bible says this body can take on incorruption. Then it says it is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. Dishonor means shame.
Sometimes I went to board a bus.
That's a man, no milk.
And it was like I
have done.
From Accra to
Basni do baby ni in Remo. Let me fuck. Let me see. Me fui. Baby, go be the mash.
as we were on the way, my stomach started becoming funny. As soon as I got up, I said, if I don't get down and drop these passengers, I'll be hot.
So, oh, this body is a body of dishonor. So I went to the driver.
So I spoke to the driver. No,
let me see the driver.
Said, driver. What is happening to me?
Me falad the way they me ferry.
I am usually shy, but this one.
The body of dishonor is disgracing me.
So,
I told the driver that driver.
The driver say,
what do you park?
Just park.
And the driver too has to give a reason why he is parking.
No, so the driver.
There is a speaker in the car and a microphone.
I want to drive and train the entire Ojina.
I want to say, I say, this body of dishonor.
So I want to
see the booth. He said, I'm going to go to the toilet. Come and put your hands together for Jesus. But in heaven, nobody has run his stomach.
Then to heaven, there will be anyone in Yembekan.
Everybody is sound.
Ubiya wa kumudin.
Then he said, then number three change, he said, it is sown in weakness.
Or say,
it is waste.
When you go to heaven, everybody will be like a Superman.
When is Superman? Any Spider-Man?
When is Superman?
Any Thor? Anyone? Captain Planet.
Captain Planet. No.
Ghana, you need Superman. You need Spider-Man. You need where?
Ghana.
Kukwanas.
Kukwanas.
This body. Sani pedie. It has powers. For example, when Jesus fed the 5,000, later on, the disciples were in the boat. In John 6:21, the Bible says, and he entered into the boat, and immediately the ship was at the land. The boat disappeared.
So you can
say, Airedro.
Can disappear.
That was why when Peter, James, and John in John chapter 20, they had locked themselves in the room. Jesus came and stood in the midst of them. He passed through the walls. I have an experience like that before. I was praying in my house around 3 a.m. I was watching. I saw two angels outside on my compound.
With my own eyes,
they called me.
No, my friend.
Do you know what? I didn't go through the door. I walked through the wall.
My friend,
before I realized I was outside. Let me say, Airedro. Come and put your hands together for Jesus. Yeah. Into what I will pay and now I come for one and now saw your brother or your sister. No. Vampires and your problem. No visa, no plane ticket. No way, Pierre or Chicago. Hey! But say, my Jesus. It happens. Should we catch us a Airedro?
Tell somebody, Airedro.
Listen, there are a vampire. They say, Rade, one of these days.
Many times I've
been to plane ticket.
One day I will not buy
a plane visa.
I will just disappear.
Oh, I'm serious. Meira.
I'll just disappear.
Me were here and me pure Los Angeles.
I'll be here and just disappear and
I'm going to be
They say the guy is a witch.
The Ethiopian, you know, before he realized, Philip was sitting in his car.
Ethiopian, or here and Philip, I bet you.
Before he realized, Philip was sitting in his car. Boom! Me say, hey, and slow. I mean, my catch before.
One day you'll be driving your car and I'll just appear in the car.
That day you have an accident.
That I won't help you.
Come and put the hands together. You're going
to stay right here. On
that day. Then it says, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. What does it mean? That word natural means soulish. You know, most of the time, it's the soul that controls the body. Your mind, your will, your emotions. Your soul is controlling your body.
Pain me, so I won't talk to him again.
But over there, the soul does not control the body. It's
the
spirit that controls the body. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. God has revealed it unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. But now we have the spirit not of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. Which things we also speak, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has received the mind of the Christ that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The Spirit will control the body.
When you go to heaven, nobody will steal your mobile phone.
No. But we baha obit me for mobile phone.
Over here, somebody will take it.
Then you see, watch and pray. That's
why
she
says
obit me for mobile phone. Just say watch and pray.
Oh she now bumpy. Mweni naho.
The people that I saw,
any pa me who no.
In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50, Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall all, not all sleep, we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Verse 55 says, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But 57 says, but thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, put the hands together for Jesus. So do you know what I saw, Pastor, there? The people that the light that was coming for their body, some people had brighter light than some people. That's why I say there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the star. One star different from another in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. So I saw some people, they are shining bright. I saw some people too, they are shining, but they are not shining so much. Number three, I'm closing. Let me tell you what I saw. Deliver the joy. Then I saw somebody. He was wearing a t-shirt.
Not a t-shirt.
Ordinary t-shirt. Like the one we wear on earth.
She said,
he looked like somebody who had just come from the earth.
He was so wearing...
His body did not shine. So I said, hey.
I said, hey.
Who is this man?
Now, where is he offering him?
Why is it that he doesn't shine?
I didn't know the own strain.
Why is it that he looks very normal?
I don't know what to say.
You see, he looked like some odd person there.
Then
the angel says something to me. Listen carefully. What am I about to say?
Never forget.
He said to me, these are the people who come from outer darkness. Then I said, outer darkness. I thought outer darkness is hell.
Then
he said to me, hell. Outer darkness is not hell, it's a part of heaven. And he said, this man, that is where he comes from. That is where he lives. So I said, what is he doing here?
He said,
he has come for a visit, but he will go back. So I
said,
why is he coming from outer darkness?
Then he
said, he lives at the outer part of heaven. And it says that place is called outer darkness because the people who are there, their light is so dim, they don't shine. So when you go there, the whole place looks dark. That's why it's called outer darkness.
And
then I saw the man. He said, he was in heaven. But I was told, he came from outer darkness. I'm close and listen. In the Bible, there are three places where outer darkness is mentioned. The first one is Matthew chapter
8.
When Jesus went to the centurion's house, and the Bible says in verse 9 that he marveled and said to the people that followed him, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Then he said in verse 10, many shall come from the east and the west and sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Then he said in the next verse, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. Now I want to ask you two questions. Number one, which people went to outer darkness? It says the children of the kingdom. So they are not unbelievers. They are believers. Now, where did this scene, where did it take place? It took place in heaven. Because Abraham was there, Isaac was there, Jacob was there, and some people were eating with them. But he said that these people will not be allowed to eat with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why? Because they come from a part of heaven called outer darkness. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus.
Abraham or her, Jacob or her, Isaac or her. Na nipa bi nyo mu dzi na bi mso de omo entumi nyo mu antu nse ni de san se omo fisa sum ka bi mu e wo heaven ho e na bae.
I saw the man.
Mi hu sai nipa no.
He didn't shine.
On the non shrine.
The next place that is mentioned is in Matthew chapter 22.
Bibi esan kan ho say Matthew me say de onu mi enu.
Why in verse 2 it says the kingdom of heaven is like unto a king who made a marriage feast for his son.
O so trying to say
and he said that this king, he sent invitations to many people. They didn't respond. So finally, he came and killed all the people. Then he held the marriage for his son. So this talks about God inviting people to come to the kingdom. They didn't refuse. And one day, God will come back and the end of the world will come and he will destroy all unbelievers. Then he said, at the marriage feast of the Lamb. So this is the marriage. Where the Lamb of God is getting married to the church. So this is a marriage feast. Are you understanding me? Where the marriage is taking place. Verse 11, he said, when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not a wedding garment. So this is heaven. God is there. Jesus is getting married to the church, the bride.
The feast is going on. And God is going around looking at his guests. And he saw a man which had not a wedding garment.
See,
he was the man that I said when I saw him, he wasn't shining. He didn't have that glow that allowed him to be at that place. Verse
12.
Look at what God said to him. He said, friend.
He was God's friend.
God knew him. I'm sure God has been visiting him after that. They have been chatting. He was not an enemy. He's a friend. He said, friend. How comest thou in hither not having a garment? Then he said, this place. He said, those who don't shine, they don't come here. And he was speechless. And he said to his servants, bind him hand and foot. Cast him into upper darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'll come to that weeping part. The third place where it is mentioned is in Matthew chapter
24.
Why is this in verse 14? The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country who called his own servant and delivered unto them his goods. So here we are told that the people are servants of God. They are not enemies of God. Then the man with one talent, when his master came, he had not done anything with it. Then in verse 30, his mother said, bind him hand and foot and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing. Now I'm on the fourth thing that I saw. When I looked in the man's eyes, he was crying. Then I asked the angel, I said, I thought there is no crying in heaven. Why is this man crying? I thought nobody weeps in heaven.
Because
Revelation chapter 21 verse 4, it says, there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain for the former things. So I said to the angel, I said, listen, I don't know why this man is crying.
Because
and the angel said to me, who told you people don't cry in heaven? He said,
they're
crying in
heaven.
That one shocked me. Then he said, have you forgotten that when John came to heaven in Revelation chapter 5 verse 4, he was standing before the throne of God and he said, and I wept much. Because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. It was not that he was here, you know. John was standing in front of God and he was crying. John. Right before the throne of God, not even at the gate of heaven, but he was crying. So what it means is that there is crying in heaven. God, don't cry. Then Jesus said to me, the only thing is that the crying is for a different reason. He said in heaven, people don't cry because of death. That's why it said, there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. And he said, people don't cry because of pain. He said, you won't see somebody who has a headache or something. He said, no. He said, there is no crying that comes out of pain. So I said, so what crying? They said, the crying is caused by a different reason. So I said, so this man, why is he crying?
And he said
to me, he is crying because he has regretted that when he was on the earth, he had an opportunity that he did not use. That is why he's crying. And he said, it's not crying for pain. It's not crying for death. It's crying of regret. Come, put your hands together for Jesus.
So as I close,
I want you to know that heaven is real. About 3 days ago, I was there. But it's not even what I saw that makes it real. It's the scriptures that makes it real. Come on, put your hands together for
heaven.
Scriptures. Bishop Patrick, when I saw the man, the fear that came into my heart when I saw the way the guy was dressed and the way the guy was, I said to myself, listen, whilst we are alive, everything Reverend Amor gives you, a little job,
Be in the Sunday school.
Sweep the chair. Do something for God. Give an offering.
My offering.
Do everything.
Every
single act is increasing the brightness.
Every single act.
Then the angel said to me, you see that woman who was teaching in the Sunday school?
Oh, say any pa no child or Sunday school, no?
It looked like nothing.
Na it say enye bi bi e se hwe.
But she was shining.
Na ni pa mu enso na o shine.
And she had a mansion.
Na onya e dan kese.
Friend,
mi nuanom.
Today we have an opportunity.
Enna ye wa kwanya
to serve God.
Se be sumu Awurade.
If we have this opportunity,
don't
let us abuse it. The little thing you can do for God, because heaven, you were the city part, you were a crazy part.
Because in heaven we have the city and we have the villages.
That is why Hebrews 12:22 says, we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. There is the city part. And then there's the crossing part.
Yeah, but Zion be pon so Yankupon ahin crono. Ain't you ahin crono horn you won't cross in so our heaven?
So when I saw the man, he was in heaven, all right.
And she said, if I make an answer, me no heaven, dear.
But I realized that salvation. Gets you to heaven.
And you'll be called heaven.
But what you do determines your rewards.
And it's in heaven. I can see the amount I was through.
What you do, Bishop Patrick? I always thought outer darkness was some place in here.
And maybe I'm not say you can't say it's soon can be when you say it will be a big be cry.
But when I saw the man,
then to me, who said we ran off,
explain to me,
and not church me
that it is actually an area of heaven.
Say a heaven.
And when I read the scriptures, I realized that all the scriptures is talking about life after death. And when the king returns back to the earth, shake your friend, say, my neighbor, what do you do in this church? Do you pay
tight?
We say, let's pay offering.
Obiama
offering. No way you win it.
Then you just turn your eye.
Three days ago,
on Sunday,
God said, if in this life only, we have hope in Christ, we have all men, the most miserable. I came to remind all of us, Jesus is coming soon.
Say Yesu and Chibia Oba.
Jesus.
Yesu
is coming soon.
And Chibia Noaba.
Bishop Patrick gives you the opportunity to even sweep the church. Take it seriously. Look after the little children. Thank him. Take it seriously. Opportunity to give an offering. Reverend Amo. Thank him. Take it seriously. Because one day, you will see that there is one glory of the sun. Another glory of the star. That's what Daniel 11:32 says. And they that lead many to righteousness shall shine as the stars. Look at somebody and blow some tongues. Put your hands together and stand to your feet. That's your bring of service to Christ tonight. All about the Spirit.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.